What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is that part of the program where we take a look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Theatre, cinema, literature, music, fashion, arts and culture in general, in addition to the creation of technological programs such as video games and software, design and audiovisual production, among other activities, represent part of the so-called creative industry that moves millions of dollars and generates an economic and social impact in countries. The president of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, Juan Arias, recently highlighted the importance of creative and cultural industries as an engine of economic and social development in the country and urged that this sector be promoted. In a statement, he highlighted CCIAP's continuous efforts to encourage entrepreneurship and strengthen the creative economy, aligning with the definitions and objectives promoted by the Inter-American Development Bank. According to the IDB, the creative economy includes the production of goods and services based on human talent and the richness of cultural heritage. These industries combine culture, art, technology and commerce, offering broad potential for economic growth. The Chamber highlights the creation 6 years ago of the Creative and Cultural Industries Commission with the Union, with the objective of fostering consensus and strategies for the promotion of these industries in Panama. This initiative seeks to articulate efforts that promote the development and competitiveness of the creative economy in the country. They assure that since the return of Expo Commerce after the COVID-19 pandemic, a special space has been dedicated to high-level parades and catwalks, highlighting new trends in design and modelling. In addition, during Expo Commerce of 2024, a significant space was allocated to the creative and cultural industries with the creation of the Cultural Plaza, where national products were presented and presentations were made on the potential of the sector. The CCIP is committed in the long term to contributing to the creative and cultural industries being located in their rightful place in the national economy as axis of development, pride and identity, concluded the president of the CCIAP, underlining the vision of the union for the next 5 years. The rise in transportation services, electricity and restaurants and hotels triggered the consumer prices at the end of May. The Consumer Price Index, the CPI, according to the National Institute of Statistics and Census, closed last month with an interannual variation of 1.3% at the national level and 1.6% in Panama and San Miguelito. The largest increases were in the transportation group, with increases of 3.2%, followed by miscellaneous goods and services, where increases of 2.7% were reported, and in housing, water, electricity and gas, with increases of 2.5% on average. In the case of transportation, the increase was largely due to the increase in passenger transportation by plane, with increases of 10.1% in May. This sector has been affected by the rise in aviation fuel. According to the Latin American and Caribbean Air Transport Association, the ALTA, in May, the average price of jet fuel used by airplanes was 100.7 per barrel. Now, this is reaching a maximum of $103 per barrel. This price was 10% above the May of 2023 average, when it stood at $91.4. Another line that led to the increase in transportation was the rise in automobile fuel, which experienced an increase in rates of 8.8%, increases of 4% in school transportation service and 3.4% in automobile maintenance and repair costs were also reported. In the case of housing, water, electricity and gas group, the average increase of 2.5% reported in May was caused by the 9.3% increase in services for the conservation and repair of housing, in addition to the 4.1% increase in electricity rates and 2.4% in the cost of gas. The increase in miscellaneous services was largely due to the increase in insurance, which rose on average by 10.5%. Specifically, car insurance increased by 12.7% and health insurance increased by 9.3%. The Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFAHU, announced that the start of payment of the 2023 University Financial Assistance will be made on Wednesday, the 19th of June, instead of Monday, the 17th of June, as previously announced. The institution has indicated that the date change is due to inconveniences in the distribution of cheques from the headquarters to the different regional and regional offices. This has forced the institution to adjust the schedule to ensure that all beneficiaries receive their payments in a timely manner. In addition, they clarify that on the 17th, that's the Monday, the new schedule that will govern the different headquarters nationwide will be published. The deputy elected by the Panamanista Party, José Luis Varela, declared in an interview with Knockout that he's not closed to considering an amnesty law by the National Assembly that is installed on the 1st of July. Varela, brother of former President Juan Carlos Varela, one of those prosecuted in the Odebrecht case, did not specify the type of legislation that he was referring to. The deputy elected by the Realizing Goals, the RM party, Luis Eduardo Camacho, has said that he would promote an initiative to benefit Ricardo Martinelli, former President of the Republic and founder of RM, who is sentenced, of course, to 10 years and 6 months in prison for the crime of money laundering. The Constitution establishes that the Assembly can only decree by law amnesty for political crimes. That is the reason why the president of the Foundation Libertad Ciudadana, Panamanian Chapter of Transparency International, this is Lina Vega Abad, suggests that a law in this direction would not only be in a violation of the Constitution, but would represent a mockery of the rule of law and would send a terrible message of impunity to Panamanian society. Some deputies elected by free nomination and from the Otro Camino, the Other Path movement, who now sort of number, 23 out of a total of 71 in the next assembly, were also against an amnesty for a crime such as money laundering. It's worth remembering that both Ricardo Martinelli and Maria Moscoso decreed pardons for common crimes that were later annulled by the Supreme Court of Justice. Janine Prado, elected representative and next head of the Independent Vamos group, says that the amnesty only applies to certain crimes. If what is sought is, through an amnesty, to free from criminal responsibility people convicted in cases related to corruption or money laundering related to corruption, of course we could not agree in any case, she assured. Ernesto Cedeño, elected representative of the Otro Camino movement, assured that there is a possibility that someone will present a bill in that direction, but constitutionality, well, it's just not viable. The Magna Carta says that it is only for political crimes. No one in Panama that I'm aware of has been sanctioned for political crimes, he said. Political crimes are those that are committed against the internal administration of the state and electoral crimes, Cedeño explained. Article 159 of the Constitution limits the legislative function of the National Assembly to decree amnesty for political crimes, and 184, relating to the functions of the President of the Republic and his respective ministers, states that he can decree pardons for political crimes, reduce sentences and grant conditional freedom to those convicted of common crimes. The current President-elect, José Raúl Moreno, promised during the campaign to help Martinelli in some way, but on the 1st of July, he will swear to respect the Constitution and the law. Since February the 7th, Martinelli took refuge in the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama City after losing the last judicial remedy that he had left to avoid going to prison after being convicted for the so-called new business case, the purchase with public funds of Editora Panama America. It must also be remembered that on at least two occasions the Supreme Court of Justice has annulled pardons issued by presidents. This was the case, as we mentioned, of Maria Moscoso and Ricardo Martinelli. On June the 30th of 2008, the full court declared Executive Decrees 317, 318 and 321 unconstitutional, through which Moscoso had pardoned people who were the subject of investigation. Others already accused or prosecuted, as well as convicted of the commission of various types of crimes. Last May, the second liquidator of criminal cases, Judge Agueda Renteria, sentenced police agents Atamio Diaz, Rafael Caicedo, Rodolfo Buigobu and Ron Rodriguez to 60 months in prison for their participation in the death of fishermen Dagoberto and Rigoberto Perez, who were killed on the 19th of May of 2009 in the Bocalacaja area by a police patrol boat. The sentence was finalized 15 years later because the defendants benefited from a pardon granted by Martinelli. These pardons were declared unconstitutional by the court, so the criminal process was resumed by the public ministry, which requested a conviction. In 2019, Police Sergeant Viona Lopez Frias was sentenced to 8 years in prison for the crime of manslaughter. Lopez Frias was the only one of those investigated in this process who was not granted a pardon. The designated Minister of Environment, Juan Carlos Navarro, stated that it is urgent to stop harmful and illegal behaviours in their tracks, find the guilty, and protect hydrographic basins in a comprehensive manner. Navarro's comments arose after the production of the Chichiri water treatment plant that had to be suspended this weekend after the Institute of National Aqueducts and Sewers, IDAN, found the presence of microorganisms in the water of the La Vía River that feeds this water treatment plant in Chitré. IDAN, through a statement, reported that in the case of the La Vía River, where the raw water intake of the Roberto Reina water treatment plant is located in Chitré Herrera, there was high turbidity and possible dragging of organic material, due to which operations were suspended immediately. In fact, a multidisciplinary team from Panama and Herrera carried out a deep cleaning of all areas without the presence of microorganisms being found in the plant, so IDAN ensures that the water supply distributed to the population complies with the standards governing the quality of drinking water. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Some of the items here in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.